Welcome to the Truth of the Matter. This is Candy Gibbs. I'm with the CareNet Pregnancy Centers, and we're continuing our series on praying for our teens. Almost every morning, the Lord reminds me to pray for parents. You can rest assured that I also pray over my husband Brian and myself as we raise our family. One of my prayers is that we would raise children of influence. For so many years in our nation, we, the body of Christ, have retreated and been afraid that our children would fall to peer pressure. Fear is never a good motivator. The spirit of fear never comes from the Father. Actually, the world tells us that He has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. How many of us would shout hallelujah to that sound mind as we deal with media, technology, and peer pressure in the lives of our teens? We are raising our children to follow the ways of the Lord, yet we doubt and worry that maybe He will forget us, forget them. We have so many questions. How do I ensure that my teens don't fall to peer pressure or prevent them from being negatively impacted by this culture? What if all of a sudden my family becomes aware of what I know that I don't know what I'm doing? Simply, we teach our teens to be influenced, to be the ones who are influencing their peers. Our approach as parents should shift from being afraid that our kids are being influenced to how do we train them to be the influence. It is time for us as parents to stop being motivated by fear and to understand the power that we have through the Word of God to equip our children to be all that God has called them to be. And make no mistake, He's called them to change the world. May I tell you that as a mother, I know how emotionally overwhelming it can be to raise teens. I will concede that many nights I have kissed my kids goodnight, encouraged them to battle on, and then cried myself to sleep over something they have to overcome. But we are not those who will be governed or motivated by our emotions. We will choose to be governed and moved by the very Word of God. That being said, we must understand the fact that our children will be different in the world and that they may sometimes feel left out. We certainly do want them to be different. They have been sanctified to make an impact, to leave a mark on this earth. I want your children and teens to leave some footprints behind, letting the world know they took some ground for their King. Lord, I thank you that you hem our children in and you have laid your hand on them. You have unique and exciting plans for each of them. And I ask you, Lord, to increase our faith as parents, to love, support, and encourage them to boldly take the ground you have set for them. Whatever your plans are, we know they're good. So train our teens to flex their spiritual muscles, stretch themselves in faith, and stand for what they believe in. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name.